Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, August 12th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, World's Porter Robinson Album. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics sourced straight from the vast ocean of Wikipedia. Today, we're diving into the world of music, specifically an influential album that has left its mark on the electronic music scene, Worlds by Porter Robinson. So whether you're at your desk, commuting, or just unwinding at home, tune in as we explore the layers of this remarkable album. Released in 2014, Worlds is an artistic landmark for Porter Robinson, who is known for his innovative approach to music and his ability to blend personal emotion with electronic soundscapes. The album was crafted during a transitional time for Robinson, who was moving away from the aggressive sound of his earlier works. Instead, Worlds showcases a more introspective and melancholic style that connects deeply with listeners. When you think of electronic music, what comes to mind? Perhaps you envision pulsating beats that fill a dance floor or the latest club bangers, but Robinson breaks this mold beautifully. With tracks like Sad Machine and Language, he creates an immersive auditory experience that evokes strong emotions, establishing a new narrative for what electronic music can embody. Now let's talk about Sad Machine. This is where we find one of the most fascinating aspects of the album, the use of vocals performed by a digital avatar named Virtual Self, or, more appropriately, the Robot Girl. Few artists have ventured into such empathetic storytelling through artificial voices. Does this evoke a sense of connection or distance for you? The juxtaposition of a human emotion articulated through a synthesized voice provokes critical questions about our relationship with technology and how we express feelings. As we dive further into the creation of Worlds, it's essential to recognize that Porter Robinson drew inspiration from a variety of genres, such as anime, video games, and even the aesthetics of his childhood. Stories of nostalgia resonate deeply throughout the album, making each track feel familiar yet new. Listening to Worlds, it's clear how passionately Robinson weaves his influences, merging harmonies that inspire listeners to reflect on their own experiences, past and present. Have you ever felt transported back to a specific moment in your life just by hearing a particular song? That's the power of music. Robinson's ability to strike that chord is an art form, one where he connects personal narratives into the broader tapestry of human experience. One standout track, Fellow Feeling, culminates in a crescendo that explores themes of longing and connection, a perfect representation of his artistic journey. In a world thriving on connectivity, it begs the question, when and how do we disassociate the digital from the authentic? For Robinson, Worlds wasn't just an album, it was an invitation to explore emotional vulnerability. The music encapsulates a surreal approach, a sonic journey that encourages the listener to engage introspectively. It's no wonder that Worlds has been critically acclaimed and left an indelible mark on the electronic music scene. The album even went on to earn several accolades, solidifying Robinson's place among the top names in the industry. But stepping outside the immediate impact of the music itself, we should think about its broader implications. In what ways might Worlds be reflective of our current society, plagued by digital experiences that are simultaneously intimate yet isolating? Porter Robinson challenges the listener to confront these notions head-on. For someone who grew up amidst the rise of the internet, his work beautifully captures that bittersweet tension between technological immersion and authentic human connection. Still, how do you personally relate to the challenges of navigating the digital landscape? Does it feel like a world of endless possibility, or does it provoke a sense of anxiety? Straight from the album's themes, listeners are pushed to confront their feelings while engaging with these crucial questions. Also, let's not overlook the visual component that accompanies Worlds. When the album was released, it featured stunning artwork and visuals aligned with its ethereal soundscapes and themes. The aesthetics of it all, colorful, vibrant, yet sometimes haunting, serve to deepen the narrative Robinson begins in his tracks. It's a true testament to the concept that music doesn't exist in a vacuum. It is experienced holistically, weaving together sound and sight in powerful ways. As we wrap up today's exploration of Worlds by Porter Robinson, I encourage you to take a moment and listen to the album yourself. Absorb its emotions, reflect on its themes, and consider how it resonates with your understanding of technology, connection, and artistic expression in your own life. In conclusion, Worlds is not just an album. It's an experience that melted together various influences, thoughts, and sounds to create something that feels inherently human despite its digital nature. As you navigate your world, both online and offline, ask yourself how music plays a role in shaping your connections and perhaps even reshaping your understanding of our digital existence. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of Worlds. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep reflecting on the myriad ways music continues to shape our lives.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Worlds, Porter Robinson album. Thanks for listening. See you next time.